Things could get worse there soon. The Syrian government is preparing a new offensive to push the rebels out of Aleppo. That could bring even more devastation. And as I mentioned earlier, the city already looks nothing like its pre-war self, which is why some former residents created a Facebook page to try to preserve their memories of Aleppo. It's called the National Archive of Aleppo. People post old pictures of the city, but they also leave comments, mostly in Arabic. Here are a few of them as translated by our friends at the BBC.
Good morning from Aleppo.
Aleppo is the legend of the past.
I wish Aleppo a morning of love and hope, the morning of the beautiful past.
Did I not tell you that it is the most beautiful and elegant city in the world? Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. May God rest your soul, Aleppo. I can't breathe without your air.
My BBC colleague, Lina Sheikhouni, has been monitoring the page. Lina, tell us about this group and this page and what it does.
So this is a Facebook page that I first noticed since 2013. The man who set it up actually had a vision that was much more than just a Facebook page. It was an initiative to preserve Aleppo's history. So uploading rare manuscripts, books, pictures of Aleppo, the old city, anything relating to the ancient history, the rich history of the city.
And hence because, that name, the National Archive of Aleppo.
Exactly. And what they do is they ask people if they can guess where these pictures are. If it's a building, they could guess what the building is, where it is. If it's a person, who the person is. And it's a kind of page to reminisce about long history of the city.
We should say that the photos are not only of buildings, they're also very personal and almost look like old family albums sometimes. One, they're wedding photos. There's also an amazing photo of a beauty queen from the 1950s holding her trophy cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people discuss these personalities and the legacies. You have pictures of everything on the page, from personalities and buildings to things like pistachios, which pistachio nuts are a symbol of Aleppo, for me at least. I mean, every household had the pistachio nuts. They're raw pistachios that you can kind of, they have an outside part that you take away and then you take out the shell and you eat it. And it's something for me that just reminds me of home and Aleppo. So things like that.
Lina, how has the community around this Facebook page evolved since you first started paying attention?
The thing is, from the beginning, this page was not a political page. It's one of the few things that stayed away from divisive politics. And the consistent feeling is this feeling of longing to go back and hope to go back to Aleppo at some point. A kind of heartbreak over the city and what has happened to it.
This isn't just a news story for you, Lina. You're Syrian. You spent much of your childhood in Aleppo. What are your memories of the city?
I have so many. To me, my heart lies in Aleppo. I've always, you know, I grew up in Saudi Arabia, but I've always identified as being from Aleppo. It's where the family always gathered together. It means a lot more than just a city. It's home. It's where I always thought I belonged, even though I didn't live there necessarily, but I used to go there enough to feel like this is where I fit in. And, you know, going around the streets at 7 p.m., going to cafes with my cousins, spending the day in the old souk, and then going out to the cafes around the citadel and spending the night there playing cards. You know, my grandmother's house is what brought us together every summer. And the biggest heartbreak for me was in 2012 when she passed away and we couldn't get together and unite to mourn her. We mourned my auntie, my uncle's wife, a few weeks ago. And she passed away in Qatar. And they had a house that brought us together in Aleppo. And our local mosque in Aleppo, which they frequented to go every Eid, every holiday, to go and pray there. That mosque said a prayer to her soul, people sent us the prayer on WhatsApp. So instead of being there inside the mosque, or even in Aleppo, hearing the prayer from our windows, we heard it from our WhatsApp and our smartphones. It was shared throughout the family. So it is heartbreaking not to be able to mourn and share happiness and share all these feelings in the place you call home.
What was it like to hear that prayer on WhatsApp?
It was heartbreaking. It was very hard to lose my uncle's wife because she was such a uniting figure in our family and she was loved by all of us. It was a completely other feeling, a real feeling of heartbreak to hear something that is so close to home, hearing it somewhere that's so far away from home, miles and miles away from home. It's surreal. It was the most surreal thing I've heard. It's really weird.
What's become of that house where you all used to gather?
It's my uncle's house is closed down. It's locked up. It's in a part of Aleppo that's relatively safe, but no one goes there anymore. It used to be busy, morning to night. The doorbell would not stop. There were always people ringing the doorbell. There were always people coming in and out of the house. And now it's just a deserted house closed down, just like many houses that have closed down because people left.
It's really extraordinary in so many ways how this war is playing out online and in social media.
And it's in a way, social media is somehow, for some people, it's the only escape. Whether it is your daily reporting of things that you can't report on mainstream media, whether it is you're expressing hope for something, whether you're expressing pure emotions, nothing political, whether you're expressing anything, the only outlet, there are some mainstream media that people go to, but I think social media has been the main tool where people have been expressing a really vast array of emotions, political views, differences, all kinds of things.
The BBC's Lina Sheikhouni telling us about the National Archive of Aleppo. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.